Subject: English Literature, Class 3, Chapter: Animals on the Track. Hello children. Animals on the Track is a short story by Ruskin Bond. Ruskin Bond and his grandparents are moving to a new home in Lucknow to live with Aunt Mabel. With them are their pet animals. Grandfather books tickets in the first class compartment so that the animals can also be transported without causing disturbance to other passengers. As in the first class, crowd is comparatively less. With them, they take Timothy the tiger, Popeye the parrot who speaks a lot, and Chip the squirrel. They are going to Lucknow on a train. The journey was full of excitement. Everyone had a share of theirs by the time they reached their destination. First, Popeye the parrot objected to vendors popping their heads in through the windows. First, he bit a vendor's nose and then nipped the ticket inspector's ears. Then, Chip the squirrel started scurrying along the corridor. All the passengers bought roasted peanuts for him, and he made friends with everyone in the compartment. By now, Ruskin was hungry, so he pulled out the tiffin basket placed under the berth. Upon opening it, he finds the basket empty and grandfather's pet python resting inside it. The pet python was not included into the journey plan. Well, somehow it snuggled inside the tiffin basket. Grandfather and Ruskin quickly closes the lid of the basket in order to keep it away from grandmother. They all go for sleeping. After some time, there arises commotion in the compartment. People have been screaming, "Sap, sap!" Grandfather realizes the situation and then soon gets up to tell the people that he knows all about snakes. He calmly catches the snake from the wash basin and puts it again in the basket and this time closes the lid tightly. On the other hand, grandmother gets up angrily and puts the blame of bringing the snake into the train on grandfather. In the morning, when they reach their new home in Lucknow, Aunt Mabel faints and falls on the floor as soon as she opens the basket. Grandfather quickly picks up the python and puts it up on the branch of a guava tree in the garden. Upon recovering, Aunt Mabel insists that she saw a big snake in the basket, to which grandfather tells her that it was some kind of illusion that she had because of the heat. After that, everyone began laughing loudly. Thank you, children.